variations, there are differences, but everybody takes it. There are change, constant changes. But to say that that anybody rejects it, everybody accepts it. It's one of the most accepted theories by all scientists without the changes. So, you know, it's just simply not true, his statement, that the scientists by now all laugh at Darwin's theory. It's not true. It's possibly not true. So that already, you know, I know so little about it, but all of a sudden I realize that you can't rely on what he says concerning who is being slugged out. I mean, you have to know from experts. So let's say you don't feel comfortable with the attitude of, well, they can make mistakes in 3 billion years, they can make mistakes about everything. So you have to develop another attitude. What could be an attitude which would seem reasonable to a smart audience, to a critical audience? So the way I present it, really it's a variation on the approach that I saw that Lubavitcher Rebbe has on this problem of the age of the world. The way I put it is the following. I say like this: how old is the world? 5,750 years. From when? From the Friday of creation. Right? From the Friday of creation, right? The zero. Hayoim harasoilom means that is the day when Adam HaRishon was born. Right? So, what about the 6 days before? So it's 5,750 plus 6 days. What happened in those 6 days? So let's take, for instance, what happened on Friday. You know what the Midrash says. Odom Yoda Ischavo went on Friday. Cain and Hevel are born on Friday. Cain and Hevel grow up. They get to know each other and hate each other, and they kill each other. And Cain does tshuva. All that happens before Shabbos. So that by the time Shabbos comes, Cain already did tshuva. Yeah. So what happens here? So what do we see from here? What we see here is the following. How do we know that something is, this tree is 200 years old? How do you know it? Because from your experience, this kind of a tree with this kind of development, obviously it's 200 years old. Because in my experience, a tree can't grow to this size unless 200 years has a fact. The same thing when I see you and I say, how old are you? Well, you must be about 30 years old. How do I know? Maybe you are 30 minutes old. How do I know that you are 30 years old? Because from my experience, people who look like you have lived 30 years. That's from my experience. What about if I can tell you that the relationship between time and what happens in time, which is the way we measure time today, was different in Sheshes and Mebrachos, right? The moment you accept this principle, that whatever happens in time, in relation to time, was different, in other words, many more things that usually would take 1,000 years, maybe took 1,000 split seconds, right? The moment you accept this position, we're not answering the question of the age of the world. We are just making it invalid. It's not a valid question anymore. Because the age of the world question is based on what? On the assumption that the relationship between time and what happens in time has been consistent since the creation of the world. We know that that's not true. Look at the Friday afternoon, right? You have invalidated the question here. You haven't answered it. You just say, there is no basis for the question. The question, you know, listen, you know, what is it called, the test? Carbon what? Carbon dating? Clear. And it's a reliable system, they say.
No, there's problem with extrapolation.
Good. What is the problem of extrapolation? The problem of extrapolation is exactly this problem. That we don't know in its beginnings how the relationship between time and what happens in time is. That's the problem of extrapolation, which means you are assuming a consistency between what happens in time and time from the beginning of the world. How do you know that? So couldn't it be that something that today would take a billion years took 1 second? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Well, if so, you have no question at all. Right? So, I don't know if you realize, but this approach is an extremely reasonable approach. By the way, I mean, I think the Munah Shlemo, that's MS also. But that's not Megay. I mean, it could be not MS, but if it's saleable, you can say it. But I'm personally convinced that it's MS. Yeah.
Also, I think that's why in Hirsch, it says that the world was created with doing your old
trees,
whatever.
Exactly. That is an example, right? That I don't know. I never saw Hirsch. I heard it being used. What's the problem? God created a billion-year-old stone. What's the problem? That's what they say. I don't know. But do you realize that you lose credibility? That God created a stone to fool us? Why did He create? What? You know, He created litois. But that's that's why He did it. Now, is that reasonable to an audience? Remember, you are talking to an audience, right?
With everything that was created in the desert.
Exactly. We believe it was that Yesh Me'ayim means literally. In other words, when Hashem created a blade of grass, right? He didn't create the blade of grass. He created it from its beginnings, whatever the beginning, the first molecule, and the first molecule developed, right? Like the Gemara says, just came out Pnei, and only afterwards it came out. Yes. So, in other words, Hashem created the process too in Sheshes Imei Breishis.
Which was first, particularly?
What do you mean?
Which came first?
What do you mean? The process, right, created the thing. The process. Well, that's fine. I mean, whatever it is, but it developed. Yeah. Why?
That's not true. My grandfather treated as well as
baby. I don't understand. We don't know. He created one of them. What might have to mean it? It's not a contradiction. You see, there is something unreasonable. Again, you can't prove it. You can't prove that it's wrong. It could be that Hashem created, right? Like he said, stars, right? With the That already, you know the problem, right? We see now stars which are 100, that in order to travel to Earth, it takes a million years, for instance, right? So obviously, if we see it now, it's at least a million years old, right? So to say, for instance, no. Hashem created the star and a light in the middle of its way. You know, it's possible. I mean, there's no way you can disprove it. But is that? And I was, is that? Is that digestible? What I say, it's not that. It has to be that way. Which means the relationship between time and what happens in time. If it was different. So you say, what was the speed of light in Sheshes Imei Breishis? How do I know? There is no way that you can take the speed of light today and extrapolate to the Sheshes Imei Breishis. We know that it was different. So if it was different, your question is invalid. That's what I'm getting. What we are gaining with this approach is that it takes away the question completely. Not that you give an answer. Say, it's an invalid question. You are basing the question on the wrong assumption. Your assumption is that consistency in the relationship between time and what happens in time. I'm showing you from Chazal there are no consistencies.
The reason this approach is effective is since Einstein, the whole concept of space-time has changed so drastically, and time and space no longer have the meanings that they had, and they are subject to the type of all sorts of radical changes depending on the situation you're working with, especially in dealing with deep space and things where time and space and it all has no meaning anymore.
Therefore,
1,000 seconds, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, it all depends on a series of mathematics.
If 100%. If you 100%. Today is much easier.
If you go into a little advanced Big Bang theory, and they talk about the cataclysmic events that happened during the early history of the universe. What do they mean by the early history of the universe? The first few thousand millionths of seconds.
Again,
the relationship between... By the time you get into half a second from the Big Bang, we're already into...
Right. It's enormous, long things happen within a billionth of a second. So obviously that relationship... So I'm just telling you that this is the type of an approach that if you develop it and you feel comfortable, right, you say it, right, as this is the position of Yiddishka. This is it. You have to find something which is, you know, that fits.
Do you use this issue that, like, people believe in a certain person and he has seemingly apikorist or strange hashkafas, and to be mastered him in their eyes?
If you can do it, yes, 100%. It's a very, very delicate subject. Very, very delicate subject. But sometimes you're stuck with an audience that you know have certain heroes, and you know that your credibility is totally in you're not destroying their hero. You know that's the matzah right now. So if possible, sometimes it's impossible, but sometimes it is possible, right? You have the obligation to do it. I don't know how much I have to stress it so much. It's a game of credibility, right? If they think of you, as someone without seichel, that you can see obvious things, even though they are completely wrong, but you lost them. You lost them. You have to realize that you lost them. I mean, like I told you the example, you go into a class and you say you should know Chazal say the sun goes around the earth. You have lost them, right? Don't come telling them about Har Sinai next.
What
are
you
going to
do with that?
So it's a problem. It's a tremendous problem. Personally, I have a position. Again, this is a very dangerous position. I believe it 100% personally, so I'll share it with you, but it's a very dangerous position. My position is the following. My position is that Chazal weren't at all worried about saying things which are not true. If that was what was believed at the time, they would say it, and they would use it for the right purpose. In other words, if they were again, he says it.
You make out a portion of Heshbon.
Good one. Yeah.
If you make out a Heshbon, you can exactly. Exactly when the Moilon comes, what's the biggest
title? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hazal won't worry about it. He says that before.
He says that?
If people haven't
used titles from it,
Hazal said use it.
Oh, interesting. Where is that? Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's a
double
portion like that. What? 100%. 100%. And you know, I found the mirror. Mirror in Sofim. Some of you may remember.
There's that.
Exactly. But listen to his attitude. There is a whole gemara over there about zugis, right? That if you eat even numbers of things, it's dangerous for you. Make sure that you eat uneven number, odd numbers. Might say that somebody went into a restaurant, he ordered two things and he got sick. So somebody says, bring him a third portion, he got well. Says the gemara. Mi shechoshesh choshesh in loy. Says the Meiri. What? Exactly. Mamis, he speaks it out. He doesn't say the words like somebody said. There are many things that people believe in, and the Chazal didn't bother to uproot the dais because it wasn't part of the Darkei Emor. It wasn't connected with Avodah Zorah. So Chazal weren't interested in uprooting all Sheker Dike Deyes. Right? If it would have a shaykhet with Avodah Zorah, they would approve it. But they didn't approve. So zuges loy holo v'loy nivro. It's nonsense. Right? But if somebody believes in it, don't say since it's a shtush he won't be affected by it. You should know since he believes in it, he will be affected by it. Psychosomatic, right? In other words, it's nonsense. But if you believe in it, Chazal will go along with you. And in this case, it will make you think so, of course. And Chazal will go along with even that too. And Chazal didn't bother fighting all wrong days that people may have.
What do you know? What? What do you know to draw the line? There are many Chazal.
So that's what I'm saying. So what is the point is? Everything which is noigeya lehaloche, right? They made sure that if the wrong position will bring the wrong haloche, they will change the position. But any wrong position that in lehaloche, legabe maim shelonu, right? That you have to prepare the water during the night time to cool off, it makes no difference whether the sun goes around the earth or the earth goes around the sun or the sun goes out of a window. It makes no difference whatsoever. And if people believe that sun goes out of a window, they'll express the halach in terms of the sun going out of a window. I'm not making it up, that's what it says. Right? In other words, Chazal didn't bother.
What?
100%, because it's not sheker. You see, the Torah point of view on sheker is not like they have to go, you know, it's sheker, right? It's sheker. Sheker is associated with toy, with ra, right? If you say achoisihi, right, and it brings toy, then it's not sheker anymore, right? That becomes emes, because emes and toy is one concept by us. It's not emes in terms of, if I tell you 2 and 2 is 5, that's sheker. That's not real sheker. Real sheker is anything which is associated with ra. If it's ra, it's sheker. If it's toiv, then it's the absolute emes, the ultimate emes. That is the attitude. Eh? So what if I tell you something, if I tell you a guzme, it's emes, right? A guzme is also not emes, but the Torah permits guzmes. Why? Because it's not so important the words that I use, it's the impression that I'm making on you. If you are getting the right impression, even though I'm telling you literally the wrong thing, but if the impression is right, then it's emes, it's not sheker.
So I wasn't pushed for what to occur later on.
What will occur later on? Later on, you will see that it's different, but the halacha won't change.
No, but then they make a bad impression later on.
Exactly. So Chazal figured that we'll be smarter than that. Right, and we will realize that they used the ideas that were widespread in their times, because they couldn't use ideas that will be known in the future. Obviously, they have to use the ideas that were known in his time. When it comes in the future and the ideas will change, you will know how to apply your ideas that it shouldn't change the halacha. Right. We have to give Chazal credit. Right? That mokoim enichu lonu nisgader. At that time, that was the assumed theory of how the sun and the earth relate to each other. So they will say that. How else will they explain to you in terms of something that was not believed at the time? So they had to explain to you maim shelonu in terms of what was believed at that time. That's what I'm saying. With the belief changes, so we have to readjust the theory to come out to the same maskon in the halacha. In the halacha, you still need maim shelonu. We are giving credit to Chazal that they knew that they were only saying something that was only believed at that time, and in the future it can change 1,000 times. Right?
Very easy to jump from that maskon to the halacha.
Not as easy as you think it is. The halacha will always be the same. So the hashkofa will change 1,000,000 times. The halacha.
That theory, then, as you will do, they say that Chazal made the halachic system to fit the needs of that time. Therefore, we can change it now. Also,
right. That we reject completely.
I understand that, but it's very dangerous. Isn't it?
That's what I'm telling you. It is a dangerous position. It is that what I'm telling you now is a dangerous position. It's a very subtle, very delicate position. To say that Chazal will use something, again, I've used it. Let me say, I've used it because I believe so strongly in it that I think, you know, when you believe something, you are able, you know, that it's like drawing my yotzim. I really believe it, that the Chazal used the ideas that were thought at the time to be MS, and they weren't worried whether they're absolutely MS or they're going to change tomorrow. It's irrelevant. Right. So I've used it, but I'm just telling it to you. If you believe in it, use it. Right?
You were telling me that when you said that the world was round or something of that nature.
Yeah, of course.
At the time of you were telling me,
yeah,
we could assume that was the common understanding, and if it's not the common understanding, why according to the theory that the Rebbe is putting forward, the Yerushalmi should not come out with a statement. It should come out with a statement that the world is flat.
I am convinced that if the Yerushalmi said, you know, that Alexander Mukden went up on an eagle and he saw the world that it's round, it's because the Goyim, the smart Goyim, also believed in it. And the proof is that's what they say, that Alexander Mukden went on an eagle and he saw the world that it's round. So who told it to the Jews? The Goyim. You understand what I'm saying?
The common approach at that time was that the world was round?
No. But the intellectuals among the Goyim, it's mashma. I'm not telling you for sure. I'm saying my assumption is that the Yerushalmi wouldn't, like, if the belief would have been that the world is flat, they would have used that. Well, the Yerushalmi cares whether it's round or flat. How is it Nogia Lehaloche whether it's round or flat?
I also want to say that we're going to go with what the intellectuals among the Goyim were using at that time.
That could be.
Then according to what the intellectuals among the Goyim were using at that time, then a lot of the things which are being used, because they were common practices, wouldn't have been used, including certain aspects of Kishuv. The Greeks and a lot of people bought into this system. Now, so according to what the Rebbe is saying, then we shouldn't be using some of these.
But don't forget, the masses of Jews believed in shading.
And
there's no question about it.
And the shape of the world, the masses of Jews believed in what?
It was negiah to them. Shade was negiah every day. Whether the world is flat or round, I'm sure that wasn't something that what? That's for sure they believed until that for sure that the sun goes around the earth. That everybody believed it.
And now
believed in that class. Yeah, there is a machloket that sounds like that machloket. The morning suez like the Chachmei Umos Soilom, and it says at the end that the Chachmei Israel were moide to Chachmei Umos Soilom. And there's an incredible Rabbi Nitam there. Shita Mekupeset, the same Rabbi Nitam.
You know what?
No, that for sure it can't be that the Jews were wrong.
Right.
It's not China. That's wrong. But this was something else. The Jews can be wrong.
The Ramban says, yeah. That all the problems of Israel, everything, they just say that they didn't say.
Yeah, the Kulaber. Was it shy? The Rabbi Nutam felt comfortable if there is a machloikes, Rabbi Shmon and Rabbi Akiva, so one is wrong and one is right. Right? Or let's say Amoroi, one is wrong and right. One says, like this Rav says, and the other one says, no, Rav says the opposite. One of them is right and one is wrong. Right? That he felt comfortable that Chacham Yisrael can be wrong. Why can Chacham Yisrael be wrong concerning the whether the earth goes? That's what it sounds looks like. The machloikas, whether the earth goes around the sun, the sun goes around the earth. It sounds like Rabbi Nitam felt that as long as some Chacham Yisrael are carriers of the emes, right, then it's acceptable for us. Some of Chacham Yisrael can be carriers of not emes. It's possible. Like you know, the Maral said, after Hillel and Shammai, there is no more Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. You know, his position was that we don't say forever Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Hillel and Shammai were in the Madrega of Elu Ve'elu. After Hillel and Shammai, no more Elu Ve'elu. So, if there is no more Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, one is right and one is wrong. The Maral, where does it say that? In the Chidushi HaKodesh, it's... where is it? In Yevamos. In Yevamos. Who goes in Yevamos? That's where it is. Right? That's where Machloket is. Right? So, Pshat is that probably Rabbi Nutam did not believe that Ichaya, that Emes, should not be part of our Mesorah. Somewhere in our Mesorah there must be Emes. There could be something away from Emes, but it can be that they have it and we don't. Probably what the Rabbi is telling.
I mean, does that mean that they can be right?
That they can also be right. But they can't have a monopoly on MS. Now, MS has to be part of us too. It can also be part of them. But they can't have a monopoly.
So, hard to never make a mistake?
the Chachomim in general, there will always be, according to Rabbi Tam, somebody who is holding the right position. It can be that all Chachmi Yisrael should be wrong. I mean, that's what he's saying. That's really what he's saying. What? Well, I mean, Rabbi Tam is the one. I mean, I haven't seen anybody else who says it. Not like that. Yeah, he says it. Where?
Collection of all the
Yeah, or the Rambam, yeah. And that's where he says that it could be the Chamisho were wrong.
No, he's going to more that they were more dense.
Right.